You see, when the UDON was elected, they preached a lot on graft fight. They said they're here to fight corruption. And we have seen most of the former ministers in the previous government being searched in their homes. In some cases, they are even getting as little as 150 kwacha from someone's wife, and yet there is nothing that we have seen that is tangible from the fight against corruption. So I am saying, look, who is watching the watchdog? They'll come and harass me in my home, yet they could have more property than myself, but no one is asking them to account on how they acquired their properties, all right? I put up a challenge, and no one wants to talk about it. I've said, can we go to Ministry of Lands? We do a name search on the list of properties that most of these investigators own. It's going to shock them. Instead, they thought that they were going to intimidate me.
Why do you think they trying to intimidate you? Because I understand you are saying that the Anti-Corruption Commission or ACC as it stands now cannot fight corruption. Why do you make such an assertion?
You see, we all have access to information using friends that are either somewhere at lands or closer to someone that they see the list, the names. I've got no problem with the fight against corruption, but for you to fight, you must come with clean hands. So I'm saying let the officers be subjected to a certain form of watchdog so that their fight is not seen to be vindictive or witch hunt. It's a political persecution and not a fight against corruption. So I'm saying, look, I want to support you guys to fight corruption, but can we, first of all, have credible officers in the fight against corruption? Let them declare what they own, how they end what they have.
The anti-corruption says it's saddened and disappointed by your ongoing media attacks and that the allegations you are making against officers are baseless and unfounded just to impugn on the professionalism and conduct, integrity of some of these officers who are doing their work as part of the effort to root out corruption in Zambia.
Look, that statement was issued to gain public sympathy. They are not responding to my challenge. We know of people that have concealed properties in their wives' names. So we are saying, can we do a search and account for it? If it's clean, why are you going to conceal your property? Can they declare so that we know when they're searching us, it's not to attract unnecessary attention that they're fighting corruption? You cannot come to Equity with dead hands. Come with clean hands.
Did you ever say or allege that the Anti-Corruption Commission wants to arrest you and inject you with a foreign substance in order to eliminate you?
Yes, I said that.
But that is a wild allegation.
But look, how can I complain about Peter and report to Peter about my complaint? Let there be an independent institution to hear me out, not Peter.
But you are a member of parliament. Can't you address this through the channels in parliament?
If you remember my debate on the floor of the House, I was told to withdraw my statement. So what do you do in that case? You've got a platform to address it through parliament, then you are told to withdraw that statement. The chairperson that they told me to take a seat and stop debating on the ACC. So it's not like parliament has given us 100% freedom to exhaust our debates. You can be stopped. You can even be ignored for the whole session without you debating. So many times I've proposed to debate on the floor of the House. The speaker has never given me that space. She's not as accommodating the way she accommodates other people. So I'm not shy to come out very strong.
But I understand you were given an opportunity to present your evidence of corruption against officials of the Anti-Corruption Commission and that you unceremoniously and disrespectfully, without regard to courtesy, walked out and left the office even with your lawyer present.
Peter, I didn't storm out of the offices. I said goodbye to them.
So what is the end game of this, your crusade against officials of the Anti-Corruption Commission, if I may put it
Look,
that?
Peter, for argument's sake, I was being interviewed by two officers, all right? What if it were those two that I'm alleging to be corrupt? Why should I talk to them? Are they going to investigate themselves? So I'm moving a motion when we open parliament next month to create Zambia Bureau of Investigations that is going to be a watchdog where I can go to and complain to an independent institution.
Is that your end game?
Yes, it is.